Right, hi everyone. I'm a little bit croaky at the moment. I don't think it's a cold, I think it's just hay fever. It started about 10 o'clock this morning while I was on St. Peter Street doing this OB. Let's see if I can get through this without sneezing. Anyway, some big news, as you've probably seen this week on email. More of that in a second, but firstly I need to say a few thank yous. It's Sunday night as I record this. Thank you to everyone who took part in the St. Albans Street Festival today on Sunday. Once again, we put out 6 hours of fantastic content and really brought the flavour of the festival to our listeners. Once again, I was amazed and delighted by the number of people who recognised us and came over to say hi, and who said they listened in the car, in the office, at home as well. More anecdotal evidence building that we are starting to establish a reputation and a following. So, give yourself a very, very big pat on the back, please. Andy Waterfield, Nick Hazel, Claudia Stan, Paul Anderson, Johnny Seabrook, Mark Bilsby, Diana Garrett, Clive Glover, Peter Glover, Richard Edwards, Amanda Yorworth. I really hope I haven't missed anyone out. If I have, then I'm really sorry. It's just down to being tired and full of hay fever rather than I'm ignoring you. Also, a special mention for Denise and Alex Mackay. They were our contracted out MCs for the two entertainment stages as well. Thanks, guys. You both had really, really long days, and it's such hard work you put into it. And so we're really grateful to you for being our product. So, some really great news this week. Radio Response, they're our sales partners, have signed three new advertisers, Debenhams Ottaway, Holiday Inn and Red Door Recruitment, and I am delighted to welcome them as our advertisers. This is all down to your hard work, and it shows us that we are absolutely on the right track to making this radio station worthy of serving a great city and a great community. Now, I know that some of the changes have been difficult to take, but I'm absolutely certain that we are onto a winner here. Some of you might know Bob. Bob are a digital station. They're on DAB and they're on the Hearts, Beds and Bucks multiplex. They've started to take out adverts in the local press, specifically pitching themselves at St. Albans, which tells me everything that I need to know. I reckon that we are clearly starting to be noticed. So that's all down to you. And thank you very, very much for your patience and for your willingness to make these changes. I also need to thank you for your forbearance during the referendum period, which comes to an end on Thursday this week at 10 p.m. Quick reminder that if you're on air on Thursday, no mention at all, please, about anything to do with the referendum while the polls are open, which are open between 7 in the morning and 10 in the evening. Also new this week is the new music playlist, which has been rolled out across all our weekday daytimes, so between 6 in the morning and 7 in the evening, Monday to Friday. I am continuing to work on adding tracks to the library. In the meantime, I strongly urge you to read the presenter manual. In fact, I insist you read the presenter manual. If you're listening to this, there is a link on the email or on the message on RV Inside. This manual gives you a little background about the music, how it's selected, how it's scheduled, and how you should work with it. It's really important, though, to remember this. We don't listen to Radio Verulam with the same set of ears that our passerby listeners do. We as volunteers don't have the same relationship with Radio Verulam as our listeners. You might hear the same track being played out as you heard yesterday or the day before, but I promise you, absolutely promise you, that the listeners just don't notice this. More about this and the thinking behind how the music is scheduled in the presenter manual. Do join us Monday evening at the Craft and Cleaver, which is on Catherine Street in St Albans, about 7 o'clock. We're having a volunteer social evening. We do tend to be like ships that pass in the night at Radio Verulam, so it's a really great chance to meet your fellow volunteers and, of course, drink beer, but mainly to meet others, but also beer. And also have a listen on Wednesday evening, because the Parents Show team are going to be let out of the studio to cover the Hearts Advertiser School Awards. We're carrying the show live from Oaklands College. It starts at about 20 to 7, and Kathy, Lydia, Shirley et al., we'll be talking to the winners, pupils, parents and teachers. We are so proud to be involved in this, and thank you so much to the team who've put in so much hard work into preparing for it. And thanks also to Dave Neal, who's going to be calmly shepherding the whole thing onto the air. Right, that is about it from me. Thank you very much for listening. Do have a fantastic week, and I'm off to go and see if I can find some tissues. Bye.